Sports 1280 is available everywhere you want to listen on our free iHeartRadio app. Download it now. The home of the Rochester Red Wings. Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
We're by the Lake Ontario shore.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
I got to level with you, Seth. I mean, me and you go back a long way. I can't lie to you. That's not the real WWE Championship. That's just a replica of the concession stand. Hey, don't get all mad at me, man.
Where's the real title?
Monday night was a long night, and Monday got really weird, and it got weirder after I left Raw, and I, truth be told, I don't remember exactly where I left the real championship. It's somewhere in New Orleans or somewhere in between here and New Orleans. I don't remember. The last few days have been a bit of a blur, and they all rolled into one. I mean, it still feels like it's Tuesday to me today. But look, I'm going to retrace my steps, and I'm going to find the real championship, but I promise I will bring it to Money in the Bank this Sunday. I promise I'll find it, and I'm going to walk into Money in the Bank with it, and I'm going to walk out with
it. Hey, this is James Gibson, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for June 13th. Real quick, one holiday today. It's Sewing Machine Day. How appropriate. All right, welcome. I'm kidding. Birthdays today, real quick. Former WWF superstar Jacques Rougeau is 55. And I'd be in real trouble if I didn't say my youngest. Nicole Marie Jones is 21 today. The Pain Clinic is brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Don's Delight Empire at Culver. Join us Sunday for WWE's Money in the Bank pay-per-view at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road, hosted by us. Prizes and drink specials all night long. You know, yada, yada. Starts at 8 p.m. Get there tonight or tomorrow night for WWE's Money in the Bank at Salvatore's. And if you got nothing to do tonight, we're also down there for UFC 188. That's right. Cain Velasquez tries to regain his UFC heavyweight title against Fabricio Verdum, the newest James Bond villain, Verdum, stroking the cat. Hosted by us, prizes and drink specials all night long. That's tonight, Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 188. And don't forget, $5 cover for UFC folks, free for WWE. We're going to be down there all weekend. I'm pitching a tent out back. You can come see me. I'll be sleeping in between shows, except for the fact that I've got one other thing to do tonight. But also, I want to hit one more time. Hey, interested in roller derby? Fancy yourself a skater? The job of being an official more up your alley? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact Bell at rcrd.recruitment@gmail.com. Become one of us, the few, the proud Rock City Roller Derby. Welcome to the show. We got a lot to do today, and I've got to start off the top, but we're going to talk about the passing of Dusty Rhodes in our next segment. Save up your memories and thoughts and give us a call, but we're going to start off with talking a little bit of Rock City Roller Derby because we have the last home game of the travel season. It's kind of weird saying something like that. It's almost like a double negative. Home game, travel season. Yes, okay, we'll say that again. The last home game of the travel season tonight, it's called SummerSlam. It starts at 6 p.m. at the Genesee Valley Sports Complex. Joining us today in the studio, Star Spangled Bammer. Good morning, Bammer.
Good morning.
We have Roxy D. Sniper. Good morning, Roxy.
Good morning.
And, of course, Hater Top 585er. We got two 585er skaters. We got Bammer and Hater Tot, and, of course, Roxy being a Rotten Chester.
That's okay. We won't hold it against her.
All right. Welcome to the show. Thank you guys, ladies, for coming up this morning. It's going to be.
Thanks for having us.
Well, it's always a pleasure, and this is the last one of the season here at home. I mean, it doesn't mean you got more. You have more road games, I'm sure, right?
Oh, we have plenty more road games. The Stars are going to be taking on two teams in Michigan at the end of this month. Then we're going to be playing in Ohio later in July. And then the B-sides are playing an amazing huge tournament in All 8 in August, so there's still plenty of derby going on. Just this is the last one at home, so everybody needs to come out for this one.
Yeah, we've got two games tonight. We've got the Rockstars. It'll be their last home game of the travel season versus the Queen City Lake Effect Furies.
That's it. And we've got a bunch of the girls, some of the girls from the Stars tonight. It's going to be their last home game ever as some of our girls are retiring, so it's going to be crazy bittersweet, but it's going to be one hell of a amazing athletic battle, so it'll be good.
Yeah, and yeah, I'm going to get to that in a second, too, because I think there might be one up here. But nevertheless, we also, the Lake Effect, listen, the Queen City Lake Effect Furies are from Buffalo. They're the Buffalo team, the main team, right? The A team.
Yep, the WIFTA level travel team.
Sorry, I was getting to the A team theme a little bit. Yes, and they are, this is the second time we faced the Queen City Lake Effect Furies.
Yes.
Actually, technically, if you don't count a scrimmage, it would be, if you count a scrimmage, it would be three times, right?
Yes. We love them because they are amazing, and they teach us something brand new every time we play them because they usually win. But, man, it's so close sometimes, back and forth. It's going to be amazing tonight. We have no idea what's going to happen.
I was at the two prior games, and it was they're a very good team. So this is going to be a great. I think Bammer, what do you guys think you learned from facing them a couple times already this year that maybe will come into play tonight?
I don't know if I caught up yet.
Yeah, it was a. They were big. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you can teach size, can you? Because, you know, there's some size on that team. I mean, it's like a wall that they made.
I remember when we went into Riverworks the first time when we had that scrimmage in the beginning of March, I think. I walked in and I saw them warming up and I was like, I don't think we're a very small league. Those are big girls.
Yeah, they and this is so this and they're highly ranked. They're much, you know, I mean, they're up in the 30s of the WIFTA, which is the league that oversees it's the organization which oversees the league and announces, you know, rankings and stuff like that. So, and also playoffs and things like that. But but I think that you guys maybe have a game plan now because they were like a wall of humanity.
Yeah, our coach, Shazam Jason, he's been working tirelessly with amazing new ideas and some change-ups of some strategy. So tonight there's going to be some new stuff out there.
Very, very awesome. Now, the second game is the undefeated 585ers versus the Rotten Chesters in a home team bout, the last one of the season. Of course, I don't know if I mentioned this earlier, but all these games are being recorded for Derby After Dark, a show we can see on CW16. Not sure what time you can, but you know you can set your DVR to record it. And the charities for this game, we were talking a little bit. It's Restore is the main charity, right?
Yep.
And what is Restore? It's Restore. I'll figure that out, but for Pity Love will be there too.
Yep, some people from Pity Love, the Pitbull Rescue, will be there, as well as we always have Sample Soap. We love those ladies. If you bring sample sized portions of toiletries, they are given out to homeless shelters or battered and abused women shelters, things like that. And they're amazing. If you bring sample-sized toiletries, you'll end up being entered into a raffle for really cool prizes.
I know what Restore is. It's Habitats for Humanity. Duh. It's
there
like,
we,
sorry.
There we go.
Yeah,
Flower City
Habitat for Humanity. They sell new and used donate home improvement items to the public. Proceeds going to benefit Flower City Habitat for Humanity. So that's they're definitely a cool group to be coming down. Also, the Red Cross.
And the Red Cross, yeah.
Red Cross will be there. And we're doing a huge blood drive tomorrow at the Bill Gray's Regional Iceplex, which I don't want to confuse anybody, but we're not going to be there tonight. Tonight we're going to be at the Genesee Valley Sports Complex, right?
Yep.
Now, you ladies all have played there before. Tell us a little bit about the history. This place has got a lot of history with RCRD, and this is the first place you played, right?
Yeah, yeah. We had our inaugural brawl there back in 2009. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2009 was our first game there, and it was, you know, interleague, us versus us, because we were just getting our feet under us and didn't really have anyone to play yet, but we love that rink. A lot of us have even learned how to quad skate itself on that rink. We used to pay $2 or $3 and go during the day just to, like, figure out quad skating and get our feet under us. You know, me, myself, it was just something that I did on days that I had off. I would go and hit the rink and, you know, just run around and see what stuff I could do. So, yeah, we love this rink, and it's really great to be back there.
You guys have, Roxy, have any memories of the place? I mean, besides it being a little bit warm sometimes?
It is very warm. Yes, actually, when I was first checking out roller derby, I actually went to watch a practice, and that's where the first practice was that I actually watched and fell in love with roller derby. And as soon as I got home, I got on the internet and bought my skate package.
Nice, nice. Now, for those of you who haven't been to the Genesee Valley Park Sports Complex, it's at 131 Elmwood Avenue, kind of over by Genesee Valley Park, just across the bridge from it, across the bridge from the U of R. So definitely, you know, right down that. Don't go to the Bill Gray's Regional Iceplex because you're not going to find anybody there, I don't think. Maybe some hockey going on, but besides that. But now, Hayter, this venue, do you have any memories of this venue?
Actually, I was just thinking about it last night. Every time that I have played at GVA, I have won. So I'm really hoping for a double win tonight to hold the record straight.
Very cool, very yeah. cool. Now, Bammer, how's the season going for Rockstars and the teams you play for, the Haters? We know they're undefeated in the home season, but how do you feel the Rockstar season's going?
I feel like the teams really come together as a unit. Hayter and myself are in a kind of unique situation as flex skaters because we kind of are with the Rockstars and with the B-sides. So personally, I feel like I'm part of the team, even though I'm kind of part of two teams. So it's nice to not feel like, you know, the smelly kid amongst the rest of the group.
Yeah. So it means you get double duty a lot, too.
Yeah.
You get double duty, you know, and I believe all of you will be doing double duty tonight, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Playing both games and everything. Now, Hayter, I have to ask this. You've got your derby wife and your partner side by side here. You're going to be losing one of them soon.
This is crazy. It's monumental. When I knew it was the last home game at home, I was like, who do I want to bring? Oh, my gosh, I'm so going to bring Bammer and Roxy. Yeah, Roxy has been my what we call derby wife for the last 7 years. Derby wives are basically like, you know, your sister on the track. They're always with you, always reminding you. Roxy's amazing because I learn such amazing athletic things from her when I watch her play. But on top of that, she also keeps me focused and on point when sometimes I get a little silly and distracted. And Bammer is just my right leg. I couldn't play derby without her. So it's just amazing to have them, you know, both with me tonight. But, yeah, sadly, you know, Roxy has been talking this horrible R-word retirement, and this might be the last night I get to play with her.
And that's why I was going to go to Roxy. You know, you're playing both games tonight as a star and a Roddy. Your last two at home. Thoughts on your time here with Roxy Roller Derby?
Well, obviously the time of my life. You know, there always comes a time when you have to end, and I think now's the time while I'm kind of, you know, my body is in good shape, and
yeah, you know, so what will happen is you get a couple months away and you're like, yeah, I'm not so sure anymore. No.
Maybe. You know, actually Asa and I were talking about this not too long ago, that how we're physically done with roller derby, just from, you know, our bodies taking a beating for 7 years. And also just the time that it takes away from your family and just the time commitment involved. But mentally, we're not done with roller derby. Obviously, you know, we've made a family, and it's going to be hard to leave that family. And I hope that, you know, I can still be part of it in some way.
Maybe you can, like, you know, to take out the Haters' undefeated season tonight. Be a main. Not that I'm rooting against anybody, but now I'm getting some bad stares.
That's it, man.
Yeah,
I thought we were friends.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, I don't know if folks know that tonight is Roxy Roller Derby at the Genesee Valley Sports Complex. $10, or it'll be $12 at the door. $5 for kids aged 5 to 12. And I believe if you bring your own seats, you can just sit in the suicide seats again. So y'all get, if you want to sit in the suicide seats, bring your own chair with you and pay you $12 at the door. And definitely, the door's open at 5. Come out, check us out. We're all going to be out there. This is kind of sad being it's the last home game of the season, but, you know, and we're going to say goodbye to some of our friends who we've been part of with roller derby for quite a long time. But
yeah, actually, our founder, the girl who started our league, Kate Soans, she is actually retiring tonight too. So it's going to be kind of crazy. And she actually started with Buffalo. So lots of things coming together tonight.
And the best thing about it is you guys are having a great season. I mean, you guys are the highest ranked I've ever seen you in WIFTA.
Don't say that out loud.
Sorry.
Jinx us.
Sorry, but you jumped ahead. The last two ratings, you've jumped ahead 14-1 and 4 the next. So do you ladies think maybe the season your careers will end maybe with a playoff run?
Man, that's everyone's hope and goal is a D2 playoff chance. We'll see. You know, like I said, we're not going to jinx it. We're going to do our best in Michigan and see what happens.
Very cool. Well, I want to thank you ladies for coming up. And, you know, we usually, whenever we have Rock City Roller Derby in the studio, we give away a pair of tickets at the end of the interview. I'm thinking maybe I've got an extra pair over here. How about we give away two pair today?
That sounds awesome.
We'll give away two pair, and I want people to know that they can come out to the Genesee Valley Sports Complex tonight. The doors open at 5. You get to see Rock City Roller Derby presents SummerSlam. Come watch the Rockstars take on the Queen City Lake Effect Furies, and it's the last home bout of the season. So, and believe me, it's worth coming because this is going to be a grudge match, I think. I think you ladies, I think you had some, not difficulty, but they were a handful, and I think maybe we're going to see a different kind of game this time around.
I think you can use the word difficult.
Okay, difficult. I'll use difficult. But game two, of course, is the last game of the home teams, the 5-8-5ers who are undefeated, taking on the Rottenchesters, and we will crown a home team champion, I believe. Is that what they call it?
That's what they call it.
And then what's the award called?
It's called the Candy. It will be awarded tonight. It is a beautiful statue made of golden roller skates.
Very cool. So if you're over 18, you can bring a chair with you, sit, what was that? Oh, someone's got something that makes noise in there, Danny. No.
Yeah, even though, you know, the fine folks at Apple give you a button to turn off all sound.
Yeah.
And it still plays sound.
All right. Well, tonight, don't forget. It's okay. I mean, you know, I'm glad you can input into this.
This is why I have a Samsung phone.
Okay. Uh-oh. So if you're over 18, you can bring a chair with you, sit trackside. Doors open at 5 p.m. Get down there early. You can come out and see all these beautiful ladies out there skating as well as myself. Probably annoying the heck out of you on the announce side. We're taping a TV show, and right now, if you're caller 12 and 13, we got a pair of tickets for you to come out to see Rock City Roller Derby presents SummerSlam. Thank you, Hader.
Thank you very much, Cash.
Thank you, Roxy, and good luck with everything.
Thanks.
I hope this is not the last time. And Bammer, thank you, Bammer. All-star season you're having. And I got to tell you, I went on a road trip with these ladies before. And, man, I'll tell you, there's nothing like being in a car with three ladies and some of the stuff that comes up, man. I can write a book. I'm going to write a book. So, but thank you for giving us some time today, and we'll see you tonight. And
thank you.
Right now, callers 12 and 13, you get a free pair of tickets to go see Rock City Roller Derby tonight. So we'll go to break right now. You're listening. Come back, we're going to talk Dusty Rhodes, and how can we not? He passed away this week, the legend. But you're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
And this Sunday, Kevin Owens fights to prove that my time is up and his time is now. And this Sunday, I fight to prove that my time isn't up. I'm just getting started. Because as always, I fight for the fraternity that believes what I believe. I fight to prove that impossible is just a word. Hell, I even fight for you guys, Sham and Cena sucks.
I'm going to prove exactly how good I am by beating both of you tonight in a 2-on-1 handicap match.
You think we're a couple of jokes? We're not. We've had your back since day one. Tonight, we're kicking your ass.
This is Rochester's own Super Bowl champion Roland Williams and the Champion Academy, and we're looking for current 6th through 11th graders interested in changing their life for the better. This 12-month program is free of charge. It's fun, full of entertainment, and you will learn skills that will help you accomplish your dreams. For more information, visit championacademyrochester.org. championacademyrochester.org.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your... Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session. Mm-hmm. Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plentywithani.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Rochester.
Is now. And this Sunday, I fight to prove that my time isn't up. I'm just getting started. Because as always, I fight for the fraternity that believes what I believe. I fight to prove that impossible is just a word. Hell, I even fight for you guys, Shannon Cena sucks.
I'm going to prove exactly how good I am by beating both of you tonight.
In a two-on-one handicap match.
You think we're a couple of jokes? We're not. We've had your back since day one. Tonight, we're kicking your ass.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I am the Cash Man, Richie Rich, here with DC Dan Cole and Danger Boy, and I'm... had enough of this Slayer.
What are they so angry about?
I don't know. I have no idea, but probably the Americans because of the bad news this past week. But before we get to that, I want to let you know, you can come out tonight and catch UFC 188 with me and my friends from the Pain Clinic at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. Come hang out with us, and we will have a good time watching Cain Velasquez either recapture or lose to Fabricio Verdum. It's a great card. Starts at 10 p.m. Tomorrow we'll be out there for Money in the Bank. For WWE's Money in the Bank, come hang out with us and watch Money in the Bank. Bring some money so that you can spend it on food and, you know, and stuff, because you know you're saving it on other things. So come on out and join us tomorrow there, too. And tonight, Roller Derby. Thank you, Hater Tot, Roxy D. Sniper, and Star Spangled Bammer for coming up tonight. Coming up today to promote that. Now I think the reason why they're so angry is because we didn't really talk much about it yet, but we're going to. We talked about the passing of Dusty Rhodes. American Dream passed away this past week. Very, very sad news for the world of wrestling. He passed away at the age of 69 on Thursday, and I'm not really sure of the details too much. I've heard something maybe about a fall involved. And
His daughter-in-law said it was natural causes after a short illness.
Oh, okay. So there was no fall involved.
There may have been that led to the call to the ambulance, but she said natural causes after a short illness. That's Cody's wife.
Yeah.
Barbara Eden or Eden Stills or some whatever.
Barbara Eden? You mean Jeannie?
Yes.
Okay. Styles, I think it was, wasn't it?
No. Yeah, that might be it.
Yeah, okay. So but unfortunately, and I know it's probably big news to people who haven't heard it yet, but... I very sad time. Dusty Rhodes was a great, he was a great ambassador for the world of pro wrestling, and he was a big star in the 70s and 80s, even in the 90s, huge star. And, he will dearly be missed. He has two sons, of course, Goldust and Stardust. Both of them are still active with the WWE. The only memory I really could think about, I mean, besides the fact that I'm a Ric Flair fan, and I think if it wasn't for Dusty Rhodes, he is the bane of the existence of Ric Flair from all those years that built up Ric Flair as the bad guy. And, I mean, it was those two. You know, for every good guy, you have to have a bad guy. You know, and these are the ones who are filling the seats. And it's kind of like, you know, Dusty Rhodes was the ultimate good guy against the evil Ric Flair. Though it seems Ric Flair always got the upper hand. And I think maybe that's the way it was set out to be for years and years and years. But... you guys have any thoughts about Dusty Rhodes? I mean, he did that run WWE as with the polka dots on and stuff.
We shouldn't remember the polka dots.
I know, but you know what? That's part of his history, and he even was proud of that too. So,
well, not only the actual in-ring and, you know, promo legacy he leaves behind, but more recently his work with, you know, some of the newer stars in, I mean, just the outpouring of support you've seen from, you know, all the people he's affected in NXT.
Yeah, he was a big part of the NXT promo experience down there. He helped a lot of people with their mic work, and just like he helped Paul Heyman back and when he started with WCW with his mic work, he said he was talking about it during the Steve Austin podcast a couple weeks ago.
Where's the money?
Yeah, where's the money? And, you know, there's all that, and, I mean, pretty much he helped or touched almost everybody in wrestling at some point. Dusty was Dusty. He used to, you know, book for WCW. How fitting is it that we had a Dusty finish on the last special event on the network?
Yeah, that did dawn on me. That his name got a lot of run in the past week because of that. And it is. It's, and you know what? You guys can give us a call, 222-1280-STAR-1280. Give us your thoughts about Dusty Rhodes. We've got Rick from Rochester. What's up, Rick?
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're all kind of getting past this Dusty Rhodes passing. How are you doing?
Good. Son of a plumber, you know?
That's right. He's a son of a plumber. I mean, I could go and repeat all his rhymes and stuff. But, yeah, I dig what you mean, man. You have any memories of him?
Oh, man. Just all the times I used to see him in the early 90s when on Saturday morning and wrestling challenge and stuff like that, Saturday night's main event with the polka dots. I mean, you know, he was awesome. He did everything. I actually saw him a few years back when he was traveling on the road. Wasn't he like up to, last few years, he was a road agent and doing NXT, right?
Yeah, last time I saw him, to be honest with you, was in Buffalo at a ballpark brawl. And it was when he was the head booker at TNA.
Okay.
And he had a problem with, you remember, who was the guy that looked like Kid Rock? What was his name?
Oh, Kid Cash.
Yeah, Kid Cash.
Kid Cash had a problem with him, and he fired Kid Cash from TNA, and they actually had a match at the ballpark brawl in Buffalo right after that happened. So it was a lot of hype going on about it.
Wow, yeah. It's sad. I'm not going to, dwell on it forever, but he was a great dude, and it's hearts go out to the Reynolds family.
Can you say that again? I was like answering the phone.
I said sad time, and the hearts go out to the Reynolds family.
Sure. Okay, what else you got going on?
Okay, three other things. A is, are we ever going to see Lana in the ring? Has she trained professionally in the ring?
I'm not sure. I think she had to have trained professionally to be where she is, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, she's more, now she's actually trying to become a face. Maybe we'll see her.
Trying to become a face. She's definitely, you're going to see her with her hair done down soon. I mean, she's going to change.
She's got to put the glasses on and look like Miss Hancock.
No, she doesn't.
And what's up with Swagger and Coulter?
Because
they're still on the Superstars page.
I believe Swagger lost on SmackDown this past week.
I haven't watched SmackDown in
Coulter,
a couple months.
Well, that's not my problem.
That's okay. Why I call you to get the news.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you want to, you can go online and just read what happened. But Coulter, he's kind of nursing an injury, but I don't know if they're going to bring him back or not because Swagger, I don't think Swagger's ready for another push. So, I mean, I love Coulter. I thought he was great.
Yeah, he was a good mouthpiece.
Yeah, he was, and he still is, and I'm sure that he'll be used again sometime.
And last thing, I've been getting into Ring of Honor a lot lately. I've been watching it, but it's so hard to see the new shows. When I was at work, I DVR'd Destination. It was on Destination America after TNA.
Yeah.
And it said new on there, but it was the same one from Toronto.
Yeah, it's the last weekend that we get. It's the same. It's a syndicated show you're seeing on Destination America.
So the ones on the weekends, you know, on Fox and Channel 13, those are newer ones?
Those are the same ones you're going to see on Destination America Wednesday night. So,
okay, so the weekend shows are the newer ones, and the following Wednesday is the repeat.
Yeah, it's the same one. Yep. They're using the same syndicated one. But if you want to see them in real life, they're coming to Buffalo in September.
Wow. Yeah. I heard they might be getting a two-hour show.
Really? I have no idea. I've heard nothing about it. All I've known so far is now we've got 2 weeks of Wednesday numbers to look at. And
I love ROH, man. Their product has really come up the last months.
Well, there's a certain guy who was on this past week's show who used to be a DJ in Rochester.
Yep.
So he
who's that?
I, what's his name?
Dalton Castle.
Dalton Castle. Yeah, he's a guy who comes out with the two man slaves with him, and he has
he used to what station
is he on? No, we can't talk about that, but I'll just say that he used to be on the air in Rochester. He's now in Albany, but...
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Station that... I can't say. I'm not going to.
No, that's okay.
He's
a
good guy, though, man.
Two guys that came out with him against
Jushin Liger. Yeah, we're happy as heck for him. Him, another guy from Rochester, making it to TV. So, hey, Rick, thanks for calling, brother. All right, 222-1280, Star 1280. We have a certain authority here joining us to talk about Dusty Rhodes. Mr. Andrew, the authority, Joseph, how's it going?
I'm really good, Rich. How are you? And don't forget, there's only one authority in wrestling, no matter what Triple H and Stephanie might say.
I know the real authority.
Often imitated, never duplicated. No. But obviously, this is just very sad. I mean, think about this, Rich. The mainstream media attention that Dusty's passing got, ESPN, national news, that's what kind of an influence that Dusty had on America. People from all walks of life knew Dusty Rhodes. He was one of the first mega stars that, you know, crossed over into mainstream America. Willie Nelson and Dusty Rhodes were great friends, and he was often at his concerts.
And George Steinbrenner and Dusty were good friends, too.
Absolutely. And, you know, I remember we had Dusty on the show a number of years ago, and I still remember the ballpark brawl in Buffalo where he wrestled CM Punk. Just think about that.
Oh, wasn't he supposed to wrestle Kid Cash? Wasn't it Kid Cash he wrestled? CM Punk wrestled Homicide at that show.
Okay, so he wrestled on that show. I mean, we got to see Dusty against the young guy. I mean,
the guy he had just fired from TNA, remember? There was a lot of stuff going on about that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Dusty's influence. I mean, you mentioned Ric Flair. If you go back and look at early Ric Flair interviews, I mean, way before he went to the NWA, he sounded just like Dusty. He was a spitting voice imitation of Dusty, because that was one of his influences in the business. And just so many wrestlers were touched by Dusty Rhodes, maybe more than practically anybody. And with the work he did behind the scenes, the mic work and his in-ring work. And, you know, his legacy is going to live on for a very long time. And it's very sad when you see a guy who, you know, he had some health problems, but you know, a guy who was atypical of a wrestler. I mean, you look at Dusty Rhodes, you wouldn't think he was a wrestler. But he could do it in the ring when he had to, even though he had the belly welly and, you know, the big body, but he could work when he needed to work. And
I mean, remember, he's a guy who really got a start because he played football in what was a West Texas with Terry Funk.
One of the greatest rivalries in wrestling history. You know, the rivalries he had, you know, with Ric Flair. You mentioned Ric Flair, yeah. Harley Race, Terry Funk. But if people want to go back and look on YouTube, I'll mention Ole Anderson too, but the feud that I remember most is, remember Dusty, of course he had that run in later 80s in the Vince's WWF, but back in the WWWF era, he had a huge feud with then champion superstar Billy Graham.
Oh, yeah.
They were cut out of the same mold.
Yeah.
Their promos were the same. They could both talk. And Graham said that Dusty was his favorite opponent to wrestle in the ring. And they had a series of three matches at Madison Square Garden. You can see it on YouTube. WWE has it on the network. And the people loved him no matter where he went. And he was one of the most hated men in wrestling. And when he went to Florida back in the mid-70s, they turned him face because people wanted to cheer him because he was so charismatic.
Was his partner Ray the Crippler Stevens? Is that...
It was Dick Murdoch.
That's right, Dick Murdoch. That's right.
Texas Outlaws.
That's right. They came in as bad guys down there, and then they said he was so charismatic they couldn't keep him as a bad guy.
And the rest is history, and we're all going to miss him very much. And like I said, thank goodness for YouTube. There's so much Dusty Rhodes material out there to watch. Enjoy it, because
you know,
have that as a memory.
I was just looking at some of this. If you're lucky, you can find the ones with him and superstar Billy Graham, and they had some, you know, just some incredible matches. I mean, Dusty, he was a big guy, but he could do it. Remember, he did a cartwheel around the ring, and he was very athletic, and he also could read the crowd. He taught Ric Flair everything Ric Flair knew about becoming Ric Flair. So Ric Flair even admitted he wanted to come in as Ricky Rhodes. You know, he wanted to be Dusty Rhodes' partner, and Dusty said, "You can do it on your own." I mean, there was a quote that Ric Flair had quoted on his Twitter. He said that Dusty told him he could do it on his own. He did not need to be a Rhodes. And that's where he came. That's where he came from, and that's where he is now. It's really sad. And, you know, I'm glad he lived to 69. And I mean, I'm sorry that, you know, it just was a real shocker in the middle of the day on Thursday to hear something about that, you know, especially a guy that's just on TV. It was like a few weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Wasn't that long ago. So, and plus,
you know, live life every day, because you never know when your friends are going to be your last day.
That's true. And, you know, he's so instrumental in NXT. He's a guy who's, like, really instrumental in telling, you know, giving coaches to the – every single one of the guys from NXT who was up in WWE has been left with a quote about Dusty because of how he helped them. And he's just, you know, and his legacy will be left on this business. So you'll definitely, yeah, you know, there'll be, you always have to see something that will remind you of Dusty Rhodes. So
yeah, I wonder what Vince is going to do tomorrow on the pay-per-view and on Monday on Raw. I'm sure there'll be a lot of talk about Dusty, and, you know, there'll be some people talking about him in taped interviews and things like that.
I hope we get to see a Dusty match. Maybe they can just pull one out of the archives and put it on the show, you know?
Well, I think they should do Dusty Dust. We have his son, Dustin, come out. He did that once a long time ago. He wrestled just like his dad.
Yeah.
That'd be a fitting tribute.
If he could. I don't know if he can, though, because I think isn't he hurt?
I think he had surgery.
Yeah, he had shoulder surgery.
Right, so, well, maybe Cody could do it then.
Somebody can. Or that's why I think maybe show an old match or some of his old, you know, they could do like a montage of his old interviews, you know, like some of a Plumber Man and, you know, just some of the ones that he cut in the ring, you know. Like, I mean, there's so many things I remember. You know, one thing that stuck out to me is I remember he was like a guy who was instrumental in getting the Road Warriors over in Georgia Championship Wrestling in the NWA. He was like a guy who, like, sided with them so that all the fans sided with them.
And, of course, they had the famous spike incident on TBS where Animal put the spike into his eye and he let a gusher.
Yeah, and they made magazine covers with that one, too. So,
Wilfried, he's instrumental in making Nikita Cole off of face after Magnum's TA's motorcycle injury.
That's right.
Superpowers, and, you know, when he teamed up with Baby Doll, he turned her face. And yeah. He became a huge hero. So, again, we're all going to miss Dusty, and as Rick mentioned, all condolences to the Runnels family. It's a sad day. His funeral's going to be Wednesday in Tampa, according to reports from Ric Flair.
Okay.
We all wish the family the very best.
Definitely, without a doubt, and he will definitely be missed. Thanks for calling, bro.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, man. We got to go to break. The lines are loaded. I guess we have some memories of Dusty. We're going to talk about them on the flip side. You are listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
My fear in ladders. This Sunday?
What are you doing out here?
I'm talking about what the truth is going to do in Money in the Bank this Sunday.
You're not even in the match.
I'm not. You sure?
I'm positive.
This was on me. This is on me. Kane. My bad.
It's men you deserve.
Yes!
We're giving you the topic radio that keeps you listening. Topic radio is not gutless.
What's your gut say?
It's informative.
There's so much information.
And keeps you locked.
That's really what this is all about.
It's what we do for you every day.
This is Sports Talk Radio, everybody. Who are we kidding here?
Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
900 Jefferson Road.
Rich Eisen. Monday, noon till 3 on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
The time to pay for your sins is coming. The judgment is waiting at your door.
It's okay to be afraid. You should be.
Hi, this is Talia Madison, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic. Listen and feel the pain, baby. Ow!
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. Talia Madison, you may not recognize her name immediately, but if I called her...
That's an old one.
Yeah, what was if I called her...
Velvet Sky?
Velvet Sky. And I ran one earlier on the show, too, that it was a James Gibson. You might remember him as a certain little member of the
J&J Security.
J&J Security. He's the Jamie Noble of the J&J Security there. I got another one on here. I've been running them all day. People who had other names in the world of wrestling. Gotta get back to some people talking about Dusty Rhodes real quick. Here's our buddy Brian. Brian, what's up, buddy?
Hi, guys. You know, I remember when Dusty Rhodes came out with those black and yellow polka dot of the trunks in the ring.
Yeah, he came to WWE. The first time
Did you know when you shoot a match break? Next time you go to break, when you come back from break, play his theme song.
Oh, that'd be a great idea. You want to? No, of course.
I was thinking about that. I'm thinking, why doesn't Rich ever play the theme song, Dusty Rhodes? I remember when Dusty was WCW, and he was in an interview with Gordon Solie, and I think that's one where I think he got injured, the one you guys talked about with the Authority.
Okay, yeah.
I think that's the one. I could be wrong on that, Rich.
Okay, well, to be honest with you, the interview, it was a match where the Road Warriors turned on him, grabbed a spike, and stuck it in his eye. And he just bled on TV like you've never seen before.
I thought it was an interview where he was with Gordon Solie when he was with World Championship Wrestling. And the match when the attack happened after a match.
Yeah, it did happen. Go search it on YouTube. You'll find it, brother, okay?
Okay, thank you, Rich.
Thank you for calling, man. We got Troy from Rochester. Troy, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
Doing good. How you doing, sir?
Yeah, speaking of Dusty Rhodes, I was watching First Class of the Champions yesterday with him and the barbed wire match with the Road Warriors. And what was the other team? It looked like the Road Warriors, Powers of Pain.
Yeah, I thought the Demolition looked more like the Road Warriors than the Powers of Pain. I mean, Powers of Pain looked like a couple muscle-bound, giants, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that was a good match. Dusty Rhodes, he was an iconic, definitely. One of a kind. I love it. Like y'all said, to me, one of the best things about him was the promos. If you got the WWE Network, and they keep playing that promo where he's calling out Ric Flair, saying we're doing this for the people. I love that promo right there. That's one of the best promos ever. And some of his best work actually came recently when he took Goldust and held it to the Tag Team Championship.
Yeah, well, also when he was trying to stop them from fighting each other, which was happening like back earlier this year. Wasn't that long ago. So, yeah, I mean, Dusty Rhodes... If you want to look it up on YouTube, there are some great promos he cut. He was a promo machine. He never made a mistake out there. Definitely go check it out. But I can't word for word go and start quoting them all on the air here. So definitely check it out. But definitely.
Hey, you know this guy is that every time it's like a main event or something, like say the Money in the Bank match, the person who is up on top of the ladder or whatnot at the end of a show like SmackDown, whenever it was at the end, grabbed a briefcase at the end. Did they never really be the ones that win?
I don't know. I've seen a lot of times where the last guy standing up sometimes is the winner. Usually if it's a good guy. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll find out. They want to give people the chance to think that he might be able to do it. That's why we saw that.
Is he the new Daniel Bryan to y'all?
No, not yet. I mean, he's more of a, what was his name again? The guy that used to do the 450, or do the moonsault?
Evan Bourne?
Yeah, Evan Bourne. He's more of an Evan Bourne.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that. Do you think Kofi Kingston got a chance in this match?
No, absolutely not.
Who you guys think is going to win the Money in the Bank?
I think R-Truth is going to win it. No, he's not in it? What?
No. My bad, that's on me.
That was awesome.
Nobody's picking Randy Orton, huh?
No, you know who I think is going to win it? I think...
I think the favorite has to be Roman Reigns.
Yeah, it's going to be Roman Reigns because he's, he's being elevated. It's just he's not getting elevated as quickly. But he will win the championship if he holds the briefcase, so... I think listen, they had him fight three straight guys a week ago Monday, and he won over three straight guys in the match. So he probably is going to walk out with that. I wish I had darn it one more week, and I would have won Fantasy League because of him, but never
mind. Sorry, Rich.
That's okay.
I think if Randy Orton gets that case, I think you can see him catching it in the next night.
Didn't Randy Orton already have one at one time?
Yeah, he was the previous, before Rollins, he was the winner.
They've had people that have won a multiple times, and it's... He's won it multiple times, so
Hey, Dave, we got, Troy, we got the lines loaded, man. Anything else?
No, because you got the lines loaded. Yeah. Oh, well, one more thing, guys, I wanted to ask you about the podcast with Stone Cold and Paul Heyman. Did you hear what he said about facing Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania?
Yeah, and apparently Vince McMahon was very angry about because he said that will not be happening. And Vince McMahon says you can't go out and start promoting a match that's not going to happen. He was really, really upset with Steve Austin after that. And Steve Austin said he just went into promo mode. And it was Heyman's fault for bringing it up. But Steve went into, he turned into a wrestler there. If you watch the interview, all of a sudden you see him, like a light clicks on and he starts turning into Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah.
So Vince McMahon is not happy that they did that on the network. He's like, why are you promoting something that's not going to happen? So.
Here's a better question. Is Vince McMahon ever happy?
What's that?
Is Austin's knees good enough for one
more
match?
Yeah, it is, but he's kind of tied up and doing some other stuff, and I don't think he's going to be available for the pay-per-view. So maybe he will be for, like, appearance, but I don't know if it's a six-month build-up to a match, it's not going to happen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Austin says if he's going to wrestle WrestleMania, it's got to be a long story that's going to take him there, and he's going to need at least 4 or 5 months commitment. So, and he can't do that right now. He just signed a huge deal with Kawasaki to be their representative for Kawasaki Motorsports and Motor Corporation. So he's got a big deal with them that he's going to be all over doing shows and stuff for them. So he's kind of committed to other things right now. Troy, we got to run. Thanks for calling, boy.
Okay, thanks,
brother. We got
with Dusty. Dusty was a big influence in my life as a wrestling fan. I always admired Dust and his way with words. And a friend of mine, I know he's probably listening, from Greece, he called in the last time you guys had Dust on the phone and just blew Dusty away, made him laugh, and that was a highlight in my life. And I hope Vince does right by him with some kind of tribute tomorrow or on Monday.
He will. I think that you can expect that at least.
I'm thinking maybe just because he was so influential, I'm thinking probably 10 bell salute.
Yeah, they've already done it. They've already done it at a bunch of their house shows since then. And I think maybe a Ric Flair appearance, just to talk about him. Don't be surprised. Believe me, Vince McMahon loved him, and you're gonna hear that on Monday without a doubt. So, Chris, anything else, buddy?
I just want to say, keep up the good work, whoever is running Ring of Honor in our burg.
Okay,
keep running it because I love it.
You like watching it six times every weekend.
And I have to mention that, of course, Kevin Kelly's going to be missing his right-hand man, King Corino, because King Corino will definitely be going to Dusty's funeral. They were pretty tight.
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing Carino take on Dusty. I think it was a ECW pay-per-view, if I'm right. And, yeah, definitely. Well, man, Chris, thank you so much for the call. Please call again, okay, brother?
Sure.
Okay, we've got on the line. Well, you know what? I'm going to take a break. You guys hang on the line. Hang on. We've got to get a commercial break in, and we will be back on the flip side. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
It's the huge heat up event at Fusillo Kia, and record high savings are in the forecast all month long on a huge selection of brand new Kias. Hey folks, it's Caroline here at Fusillo Kia of Greece. Now's a great time to shop for the 2015 Kia Optima. Right now, zero down, $219 a month. That's right, zero down, $219 a month on the 2015 Kia Optima. MSRP, $22,695. It's got that 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. It's just an example of the savings and selection you'll find this month right here at Fusillo Kia. When the inventory piles up, the deals really heat up. So don't miss the huge heat-up event right here at Fusillo Kia. 7 days a week, it's huge.
48-month, 40,000-mile lease. 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents per mile over mile limit. 8% tax. Zero due at signing. First payment of $219,595 acquisition fee plus tax, size, and DMV fees included in payment structure. $2,000 Kia lease cash applied. $400 disposition fee. $400 early termination fee. No security deposit required. Offer with approved credit through Kia Motor Finance. Prior sales excluded. See dealer for details. Offer ends June 30th.
Remember to talk sports with me Monday 3 until 6 only on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
He's just a common man. He's just a common man, working hard for the man.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Thank you, Brian Buddy Buddy, for the producing idea of running. I was going to run this anyways, but...
What would you do without him?
I know. What would I do without Buddy Buddy? 222-1280, star 1280 is the phone number you can get in if you want to give some thoughts, feelings about the American dream, Dusty Rhodes, passing away this past week. Historic guy that, we, you know, who knows if we'll recover from that. Let's go. We got Scott from Henrietta. Scott, how are you doing today, buddy?
Well, you know, it's been a rough week if you think about it.
Yeah, it has.
And yet, a lackluster go home Raw, and then you followed up with terrible news times two on the same day. You got Christopher Lee and Dusty Rhodes on the same day.
Oh yeah.
But I don't know. It's just I'll always remember him as the savior of Nitro because he just kept cutting Tony Schiavone off at every chance he could when he was with Bobby Heenan.
Sure. Tell Tony Schiavone when he comes in town with the Gwinnett Braves next time that, oh, sorry, he won't talk to anybody. So go ahead.
But it was, you know, he was the highlight of Thunder for a number of years when he, you know, when it was clobbering and it was, you know, tenet as it was. But I don't know. It's kind of surreal to think about it. It really is because he was on TV, and you've seen him on social media so much over the last couple of months, it's hard to believe he's gone. It really is.
Especially since he was so involved recently in TV. So there was some stuff that he was doing that, you know, just amazing. But it's sad.
It's just that reminder, and it was a great article that Owens put up, that great write-up about, you know, you should be thankful for what you have because you really never know when it's going to happen. The number of tributes coming out of the NXT guys have been amazing, so you can see how much of an influence he's done.
Definitely. And, he'll be felt for a long time in this business. So, he definitely, you know, maybe they'll get name an award after him in a battle royal at WrestleMania someday, too. You never know.
Yeah, only for it to be dropped to the opening show and have it won by the most obvious person in the battle royal.
Sure, the biggest guy, who nobody can throw out. So
yeah.
So anything else, buddy?
Well, just gonna hedge my bets again. I said it last time, and I'm gonna say it again. I think Owens takes it again. I think Owen beats him two pay-per-views in a row. He makes magic happen. I'm gonna be the mark for once and go with Owens because.
Well, you were right in the second time he beat him. I mean, the third time? No, this would be the third match, right?
Second match.
Okay. So, we'll see. I mean, no one thought the first one was going to happen. So I'm going to go with what you think.
I'm taking the ones on this one. I think it's better. You know, I hate to use the line, but I think it's best for business. And I have my hopes up. I hope they don't ruin it. And for the love of God, I hope the finish on this one is better than the last pay-per-view because the last pay-per-view had me throwing my beer can at the TV.
I was going to say, you know what? He's got a deal with WWE now, so he's definitely coming up. I mean, this is he's probably going to be on every week now from now on. So I wouldn't be surprised if he does win.
It'll be a highlight. The Money in the Bank match just seems kind of bland this year. I mean, most of these guys have been in it in years past.
Most of them have won it. Most of them have won it.
Except Kofi's been in like all of them and hasn't won anything.
Yeah, is Bray Wyatt in it?
No, Bray Wyatt's not.
Okay.
If Bray Wyatt was in it, my hopes would be higher. But I'll go right now. I'll say I'll bet on Sheamus.
You know what? That's not a bad pick either. And I think, you know what? That's a really good pick. Sheamus, if it's not going to be Reigns, it'll be Sheamus. And then he can set up a feud with those two guys. But Reigns has been plowing through everybody on his way there. Dude, I am so up against it. I didn't realize what time it was. We got to run to the next guy, okay? Thanks for calling, man.
See you, bud.
Okay, we'll see you soon. Hey, we've got Dave from Henrietta. Dave, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. Before the internet, before we could actually find out about stuff as it was happening, could you talk to why Dusty came in the polka dots, why he left WCW at that time, and what led him to be the polka dots in the WWE?
I think the polka dots was a rib on him.
Yeah, that was a Vince thing.
It was because they had a rib on Dusty because remember when the Million Dollar Man had Virgil? Yeah.
Virgil was the real name of Dusty Rhodes, Virgil Dunnels, or Runnels. So, I mean, and so when he finally came in, he said that he could get any bit over. And so they said, okay, we're going to put you out there in polka dots. And you know what? He got over. It's because there's more to him than what he wears. You know, there was more to him than even wrestling. It was just that he had the mind and the ability to go out there and just, you know, you never saw Dusty crack up. If you find some of his crack ups online, they're hilarious, though. I mean, there's some times where, you know, he's just, you know, messing around with guys. But overall, he was a guy who said, challenge me and I'll get you over. And he did. I mean, he got over everything. So.
So it was like Jerry Jones saying that he could win the Super Bowl with the, with
Barry Switzer,
right?
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Dave, we're running out of time, man. Thanks for calling, buddy.
No problem.
All right. Yeah, it's a sad day. We didn't get too much news, man. There wasn't really that much going on, except for SmackDown's going to be in Buffalo Monday on Tuesday night,
and you can meet Adrian Neville at Williamson Hyundai or Williamsville Hyundai from 10 to noon.
10 to noon in Williamsville. You can meet Neville in Buffalo. You got the SmackDown taping this week, so. Send our best out to our friend Mark, who will be hopefully be back here soon, as well as to the artiste, who's not here either. He's doing some newspaper work. And come on out tonight, watch UFC 188 with me, and come out tomorrow and watch Money in the Bank with us. We'll see you next week, folks.